Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always
bringing us back one of the classics. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry. KathyPerry.com, KP on the beginning of those two names, and our social media expert. Kathy, thanks again for being here.
Thanks, Jim.
You gave us the down and dirty on Google and Amazon. Both of them are up to nothing but no good. What's Facebook up to? What kind of mayhem is Facebook creating
well,
for us?
Well, you know, interesting. Facebook is really going to start getting involved in selling ads on television.
So Google's going small screen and Facebook's going big screen.
Well, only because television is no longer limited to content coming out of your cable box. You've got Apple TV and Roku. So you have these TV platforms that are internet-based. And so they're buying up, they're doing a test right now and buying up some ad space through their audience network to sell video ads. But they're actually right now just buying it to put their own ads there.
Mm-hmm.
And, actually TV is it becomes the site of the next digital ad land grab, if you will. Because, Google and Facebook have pretty much, they have the whole digital ad
But whose video ads are these?
They're going to be Facebook's initially. They're going to put their own video ads.
So Facebook's going to advertise.
Facebook is going to advertise.
Have they ever done that before?
Probably.
I'm trying to remember seeing a Facebook ad.
Yes, they have. I know they have. But they're testing it. And once they are confident, then pretty soon, they're going to allow the video ads to extend out through their audience network to the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
So it has huge implications, for Facebook because they're, people are watching content on their phones, the video content on the phones anyway, but it's because the phones are really, the whole TV arena is changing anyway and going to mobile apps.
Right.
And that whole infrastructure is changing and it's more internet TV.
Five years from now, we won't recognize any of it, will we?
No. it's so interesting, trying to, working with this stuff is like really.
It's wearing me out, Kathy.
Well, I know, Jim. It's like we're a small business, and we're just trying to.
I mean, my goodness, think about these poor small businesses out here trying to keep up with stuff, and
yeah.
It's never mind the money. Even if it's free, the time to keep up with it, and it's not just whether we should be there or not, but it's the feeling that we're deficient because we're not.
Right.
Even if it's not where we're supposed to be, we feel like we're there's something wrong with us because we're not hip to it.
Well, it's true because it's changing so fast, and I mean,
it's a tough time to be a small business owner.
It is difficult, and really you have to just focus on your core business, and you have to focus on your customer.
Right.
And you said that really well in your book. It is the age of the customer. You just have to do a good job, and being there for that customer.
That's it. No, you're. Thank you for saying what you said about the customer because that's exactly right. The thing is, whatever you should be doing tomorrow, or next year, or 5 years from now, is real simple. Just ask your customers what they expect from you.
Absolutely.
It's all you have to do.
Never mind
what Blasting Game says, never mind what Kathy says, never mind what Facebook or Google, never mind what all those people say about it. Whatever your customer expects, that's what's important.
So true, John. Well said.
Yeah. Thank you for all the things you do for us, and we appreciate you being here. Thanks for all the bad news, by the way.
Sorry.
But
just keeping you.
But who warned everybody about these guys first?
You did.
I did.
You did.
They're not on your side, folks. They're not for you. So play. It's like playing with fire, like handling a snake when you deal with these guys, these big guys. Hey, thanks, Kathy. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
49. She's 49, ladies and gentlemen, this month. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.